Blog Talk Radio.
No, there's supposed to be an introduction. All right, well, hey guys, sorry about that. There was actually supposed to be an introduction that came before I started speaking, but nonetheless, I will have to wing this like I wing a whole lot of things. Hey, what's up, everybody? This you. Welcome to Putting a Hurt on Poverty. I am your host, Hurt Porter, and today we're going to be talking about how childhood trauma may be affecting our adulthood lives and our money. But like I promised before, and like I promise, and I do my best to keep my promises, one of the things that you can identify in a good man is that he says it and then he does it. So if you are looking for a good man, what you need to be looking for is, does this man keep his word? And then if he says, I am a good man, then you will start looking for those, what are those things called? You will start looking for the identifiers of a good man. So the first identifier of a good man is he says what he's going to do, and he does it. And like I said, I am not starting any more of my shows without playing the South African national anthem first. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please be reverent while we play the national anthem. And no, fool, you don't kneel for the South African national anthem. You don't have a problem with South Africa. South Africa hasn't done anything to you. So why the hell are you kneeling for the South African national anthem? See, that's the problem with most of you people. Y'all don't think. The reason why you kneel for the American flag is because there is a protest going on, and there are people who feel that what America is doing and how America is treating one group of people against another group of people is just incorrect and wrong. So you have one group of people that are trying to kneel saying, screw you, America, we don't like the way you're treating us, and that is why they're kneeling. Any other national anthem, you don't kneel, so please either stand or be reverent for the South African national anthem and show some daggone respect.
Manu pagani su pono vaio, isma imitanda zoye tu, kosi sikelela tina, dusa pol vaio, murena bulu kase java saesu, uferi se vintu alema tuene.
Every single time I hear that, there are some feelings I come about because I speak a couple of languages, none of them well at all. And for some reason, I have never tried to speak any African language And after I saw Black Panther, I was like, man, shoot, why not learn Xhosa? And once I started learning Xhosa, I said, why the heck not learn the South African national anthem? And then I thought about it, and I said, wait a minute. I'm always talking about blackness and being black and XYZ. Why aren't I really discussing blackness? But when you discuss race, you actually discuss behavior. And if you discuss a specific race and behavior, everyone can relate because everyone has identical and similar behaviors. So if we continue to ignore the fact that one race has specific behaviors according to what they eat, where they go to school, where they dress, what their culture is, what their background is, how they've raised, what they've been exposed to, what books they read, what TV shows they watch. All of these things affect who we are and what we do. So I said, you know what, if I really claim to be all about blackness and be a black leader and blah, 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 then what the heck am I doing not learning to speak another language? What the heck am I doing not embracing other cultures? What the heck am I doing talking about the problem that's happening in the black community is, but not really saying anything, not really doing anything about it, because I'm more concerned about people listening to me than I am concerned about something actually changing. I am not trying to get people to listen to me. I could care less if people listen to me. Matter of fact, I have definitely shortened this because my tale is not doing what I need to do to get callers. 909-232-9222. And since I'm not doing enough what needs to be done to get callers, I am shortening this thing to 15 minutes so I can say what needs to be said and go off and do other things. So from now on, the Hurt Porter Show will be about 15 minutes long until I get one caller, then I will make it 7. But let me just say this thing. If you've been molested or raped or you've had a childhood trauma as a child, this stuff affects you all the way into your adulthood life. It will affect you all the way into your adulthood life because the second that stuff happens, now you have to process that for the rest of your life. And if you do not think that that affects you and what you do and what you're about and what you choose, I want to tell you that you are wrong. You get over it. We all get over it. If you were to lose your leg, we would get over it and move on, and you would hop along, or you would get a peg leg, or you would get whatever and learn how to run just as fast. But it doesn't mean you haven't lost your leg. What I'm saying is that some of the things that we do in our lives and some of the behaviors that we have, our weight gain, be it our temperament, be it what have you, some of these things can be happening from our childhood trauma, be it child molestation, be it childhood rape, be it childhood where your child or father or mother or whatever were yellers and screamers, or they suffered from a mental illness. Maybe somebody murdered somebody in your house. Maybe somebody was a murderer in your house. Maybe somebody was a drug dealer, and the things that they did traumatically affected who you are. The things that you are doing now as an adult are traumatically affecting you for who and what you are. And I am telling you that, yes, you have moved on. Yes, we have moved on. And, yes, we are successful and we are kicking ass. And some of us are multimillionaires. But it still does not change the fact that we were violated. And so there are a couple of things that I want to say, because I've got about 5 minutes left, is that I'm supposed to make this a childhood radio show or a child-friendly radio show. So I am going to be friendly to children. I am going to say to all you young people out there who have been and are still being molested, I want you to know that everything is not okay and you are not safe and you are not, and you are doing whatever you need to do to survive. And I'm proud of you. And what I can say is when you can get away, you need to do something and help yourself, read something, go to a therapist, take care of yourself. And right now, if there's somebody that you trust, that you really, truly trust, if it's the police or if it's your aunt or your uncle or your mom or your dad, and somebody is violating your space and you feel that that person may or may not help you, I want you to have the courage to talk to them and say, hey, this is what's going on. Now, this is what I want you to get. The second they say, oh, no, that didn't happen, da-da-da-da-da, and they start denying it, please don't waste time trying to convince them that it did. Move on and go tell somebody else who actually trusts you. I am not going to waste your time or mine, young people, trying to say, they're your parents and they love you. Some of your parents are stupid and they really don't know what they're doing. You actually are smarter than they are, and I'm going to need you to use your intelligence wisely. They said that I am supposed to make this a kid-friendly radio show. So I am preparing children for the reality of what actually is out there. And what is out there is most of your adults and most of the people that you look up to and respect are clueless and do not know what's going on. You are going to have to use your own judgment to decide and to determine who you can trust. Sometimes you can trust some of the weirdest, strangest people. Other times you can trust the right people. But what I do want to tell you is that as long as you stay aware of the adults around you, they make these decisions and choices based on their feelings and what they do and who they are and what they're about. And if you do not feel that you can trust an adult around you, be it your mother, be it your father, be it your aunt, be it your uncle, be it your babysitter, be it whomever, you need to tell somebody. Yes, is it going to make your life a living hell? Yes, it probably is. Are you probably going to separate your mommy and your daddy? Yes, you probably will. Or is somebody going to come and arrest these people and put them in jail? Yes, they probably are. What I want you to understand, young people, is that you have a responsibility to protect yourself. So if your mommy is touching you, if your daddy is touching you, if your uncle is touching you, if your cousin is touching you, if your babysitter is touching you, you have a responsibility to protect yourself and to do whatever it is that you need to do to protect yourself. But I want you to always remember the motto, young people. Do not kill and don't get killed. Period. Don't care what's going on in your life. Don't kill and don't get killed. But don't kill. Just make sure you don't get killed. Just don't kill. Now, if you can think that way, your mind will expand and there will be things that you will think about. There will be places that you will go. There will be possibilities that you will consider that you never considered before. Don't kill. Don't get killed. I've got 1 minute and 37 seconds. You are welcome to call in 909-232-9222. I really love doing this. I do this radio show and I do this radio station. I mean, I do this radio show simply because I can. I even got a Facebook Live. Let's see who's on my Facebook Live. I've got Brielle, Michael, Junior Mech, Jamie, nice, Jaime. I am so sorry, Jaime. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I really do truly enjoy doing this with you. I just want to let you know again that there is nothing wrong with you. What happened to you happened to you because you were a child and you were helpless and you were unable to defend yourself. And that's what bullies do. And I can't stand bullies. And the second you're old enough and wise enough and ready to start dealing with the hell happened to you as a child, I really think you should, because there is amazing and wonderful things on the other end of growth, development, and dealing with your past monsters and demons. Hey, I'm Hurt Porter. Thank you so much for tuning in to Putting a Hurt on Poverty. Yes, even being traumatized as a child will affect your money. Be safe, be secure, and most of all, be curious. It only gets better from here. Peace.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.